There are two times a year where the church asks her priests to keep it short. One of them is today and the other is Good Friday, so I will attempt to be obedient. My brothers and sisters, have you ever wondered why, when reading the narrative of the Passion, right smack dab in the middle is this most bizarre character who appears to have absolutely nothing to do with the story of the Passion? This man who, a young man, followed him wearing nothing except a linen cloth about his body, whom they seized, and when they seized him, he left the cloth behind and went away naked. Now, the primary author of sacred scripture is the Holy Spirit. Why would the Holy Spirit want us to know that this guy went away with absolutely nothing? There are four Gospels. The details about this man are found in only one, the Gospel of Mark. Why? Tradition holds it is because Mark is writing about himself. Tradition hands on that Mark was that rich young man who one day went to our Lord and said, "What must I do to inherit the kingdom of God?" And our Lord says, "Follow the commandments." And he says, "I'm doing those. What do I still lack?" Our Lord looked at him lovingly and said, "If you want to be perfect, go sell all that you have and come follow me." And he was sad because he had many possessions. My brothers and sisters, he did it. But here he is, only with a linen cloth on, and he finally had to let go of even that. Why is this place right smack dab in the middle of the Passion? One, because it truly happened right then. But also because Mark is a witness of what every single one of us is called to because our Lord gave his life for us. And because he gave his life for us, we will have the strength to do it. To make a total gift of ourselves to him. My brothers and sisters, have you ever said to our Lord, "I give you complete right to do with me what you will. Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to possess my heart fully, that I hold absolutely nothing back from you, that I give myself to you without reserve." In the second reading, it says, when our Lord took flesh, when the second person of the Holy Trinity became man, God emptied himself. This self-emptying of God. And then he took a next step and emptied himself by taking the form of bread. And then the final step, the culmination, where he emptied himself and gave his life for the world. We're called to follow that. This total self-emptying. Everything our Lord allows in our lives is to little by little strip us of ourselves, so that he can live more fully in us, so that we belong entirely to him. As Mother Teresa one time said, "It is because of my nothingness that God fills me with his allness." And my brothers and sisters, there are times along the way where we don't want to let go, where we say, "Gosh, Lord, I don't know if I can really give that. I don't know if I have the strength." Let's ask that on those occasions, when we, like our Lord, say, "I want this cup to pass from me," we have the courage to say, "Yet not my will, but yours be done."